Have you ever listened to psychic mediums and everything turns out to be light and bright and all is well? Have you then realized that there's more to reveal? That maybe something is missing? Something raw? Welcome to Eye of Soul Radio with me, psychic medium Jamie. Journey to the raw side of spirit during this live call-in show. I'm a mother, medium, Reiki master, spiritual connector, and meditation guru. I provide a safe space for people to turn when they are scared and need a non-judgmental heart. Eye of Soul Radio allows you to receive spiritual guidance and empowering self. We get real. We reach everyone and exclude no one. Are you ready to look at the raw side of spirit with me? This show is leaving nothing off limits. Eye of Soul Radio starts now. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Eye of Soul Radio. I am psychic medium Jamie, and I am living the dream. Let me tell you why. Because I had some major human lessons today. And our show is supposed to be symbolism, myth, religion, and ritual. And we will get to that. And I don't usually go off script unless we're doing fun things like if you missed the spin the wheel with Spirit yesterday on Shades of Spirit show at 5 o'clock, you got to go back and watch. Because sometimes messages are not just for the individual that we're reading, but it's for the collaborative. It's for people that are watching. If you go back and watch some of these, you might actually be getting the message that you couldn't get to because you had other obligations going on. But I usually like to have my stuff, and it's up here, scripted out for the most part. I've got my ideas. But I really had one of those human days to where I'm like, you know, I don't talk about that a lot. We don't talk about a lot of our personal lives because, well, there are personal lives, right? Close people know. And even then, I am very close-lipped on my life in general just because I do believe in the privacy aspect of it and keeping kind of whether my work is through here or through clients or through the day jobs I've had in the past and my family life are always separate. And that is just because it needs to be for me. You know, if I'm going to be in that space of a supervisor role, that's pretty much what my entire career has been. I need to have that divide and that line. Unfortunately, it has carried over into my own personal life and friends. And, you know, ask a few of them. You can ask LaShawn, the Luminous Mystic, who probably spends the most time with us over the past year and a half, just to get me to give her something to help me is a difficult thing for me to think of. I usually just want to take care of it myself. At the same time, the past couple of days, I have been kind of a pissed off human. My spiritual connection is through the roof. My readings are just continuously getting stronger, more details. I'm putting the work in. But what I've realized is that when we have to go back to the human life and actually continue learning those lessons and financial obligations and family obligations, that it becomes a little bit tougher for those of us that are really in that spiritual mindset. I'm not saying everyone. Again, you guys remember, this is all my perspective, right? So what happened was, is that, you know, I have an 18-year-old who's going off to college, and that is a huge thing for us. She's our oldest. You know, the past couple years, I went through a divorce of a relationship that started in high school. It was, you know, two extremely close families, and we have, you know, divided ourselves in some aspect, at the same time come together as one for our kids, because our kids are what is important and what matters. And at the same time, you know, Berkeley isn't going to pay for itself. She has actually gotten some great financial aid, and she's going for scholarships, and she's actually got a really good deal going for her. And I couldn't be any more proud of her in that just mom human moment. But there's things she's going to need that need to be provided for. I am not that parent that says, okay, at 18, you're out, figure it out yourself. She's still going to get a job. She's still going to take care of those obligations herself. But I still need to be there for her in that responsibility. And when you are building your own business at the same time, you know, it gets to be a little bit difficult. I grew this business. You know, we named it Shades of Spirit last year. We connected with Transformation Talk Radio, which has just been a blessing this entire past year, year and a half that we've been working with them. But it still takes money to bring money in, right? It still takes that amount of effort. I don't give anything less than 110% when I'm working in this realm because I'm honored and I feel that gratitude just fills my heart with what I can do and how I can help people. But I also have to have the reality set in that sometimes we also have to be able to go back into that space of what can I do to continue moving that forward? We got another kid in 2 years and another kid in 4 years going to college, right? Life is starting to kind of bring that self into a different space for me. And Spirit Walker Nicole and I had dinner last night and I was talking to her and I said, you know, I have been asking my spirit team. I have been saying to them, hey, hello, I preach this. I talk about this. We find this for our clients. When I can go into a nice meditation and start working into my Akashic records, I start getting the answers, but they only take me so far. And I have been one saying, I could use some direction and some guidance. Where do I go? How do I continue to evolve this? And it's been frustrating because people come to me for me to tap into their spirit teams and their loved ones and to move into their Akashic records and help in their past lives. But sometimes we don't have the fundamentals to be able to do that ourselves as mediums. So that's one thing that's a big misconception is not all psychic mediums can read ourselves or at least to that degree and level, right? So I've been battling this human versus spirit self, if you will. And knowing what needs to be done is not the easiest thing to do. And it's frustration amongst the peace. So I find the peace in what I do when it works in the spiritual realms. And then the human side of it brings the frustration in. And then I go back into that inner battle, you know. And if you guys are watching and this does start to, you know, ring a bell, please throw that stuff up in the comments and start that dialogue because we need to be here for one another. I did some notes before I started, you know, and I know how Jacob loves how I just switch things up all the time. And we'll continue this and I'll do some readings. And if I don't get to this particular topic, you guys, I will do this next week because it's a really important topic and I really enjoy it. But I really want to be able to share and bring myself into that human vulnerable space with my listeners. It's called Eye of Soul Radio for a reason. It's because I can move into those dark sides. Sometimes I have to move into my own dark side. And sometimes it's easier to be able to vocalize and to be able to express that because we're not alone. And that's the biggest part, right? Those energies I work with that have passed who felt like they're alone, I make sure that the people in my life that are important and that are around me and that are reciprocating that energy on that equal level know that. You know, I may not be a text every day, though I try to do that. And it may not be, you know, a phone call here or whatever. I know, Mom, when you have to send me that email and say, hey, you're still there, that I might have been MIA for a few days. But I let that human life overwhelm me. And then I stand back and I work those late hours, but I actually enjoy doing that. But knowing that there's something else that needs to be done in order to provide, right? I put on here to live in a human world as a spiritual being, right? Because we're spiritual beings, you know, however you want to say this, potato, potato. You start to lose sight of who you were and where you belong. And that hit me today because I have applied for some day jobs to be able to, again, help provide financially for the family, continue growing this business. You know, it does take some money going out to do that. You know, living comfortably in this type of field can be done, but I also know that I need more in order to be able to help my kids out. Like that's my number one priority. And you start to lose sight of that. So for the past year and a half, almost 2 years, right? I have solely been doing the spiritual work and working on the human lessons and purging and releasing that energy and that pain and that trauma, but I'm doing it still in the spiritual aspect of it. Even feeling it and feeling that trauma and acknowledging it, I'm still feeling in that space of spirituality, where my angels are, where my spirit team is. My invisible world, if you will, is my main support with a couple other people thrown in there that really have been godsends to me in that healing process. But also when we give that power over to others, we lose that sense of self. So you've heard me talk about that before. When we give that power over to someone else, right? And the situations. And when we don't have control of situations, it becomes an issue. At least it does for me, because as a Virgo, I like to plan. And now my life has to be on a different path than where I expected it to be based on others' decisions. And that's a tough fucking one to deal with. I'm not going to lie. Like, that is one to where, you know, when you are in a position to where you are in multiple families, and when you have done the separation and the divorce, if that's the case, and you have children and you've got people around you, this is where it comes in, is that sometimes you lose that control based on someone else's decisions. And it actually has put a huge barrier up for me on what I'm able to do so that I can still be there and do the things that I made the commitment to for my children. And these are these human lessons that gets frustrating, that gets in my head. You know, I've been asked a few times this week, like, hey, where'd you go? I go back into spirit. I go back into connecting with them. I go back into that place of feeling good and having that warm sensation over me. But it doesn't do me any good if I'm not working on the human lessons themselves, right? So this is kind of where I was at today. And all the way home from where I was coming from, which we'll talk about in the next segment here, I thought, you know, I think the show might take a change. It might take a little bit of a shift, because it's on my mind now. I want to talk about it now, because I know I'm not the only one going through this. How many of you are going through a change, whether it be a spiritual transition, or maybe it is that you've been doing the spiritual transition, but you've got to transition back into the human self. You got to get back to work, right? A lot of people lost their jobs or their homes. And now that there's so many different jobs and stuff available, we're having to go back out into the real world, if you will, earth school is what I like to call it, and go back to some of the lessons that we've put on the hold button. Now, I always wonder, why did I have these opportunities fall in my lap? Why do they continue following in my lap? And at the same time, I'm in a parallel, right? I am very happy with where I'm at, because I am able to, you know, make what I need to make financially, help the people that I can, do some stuff for free on the other side of it. But then I'm realizing where I've put those barriers up. And that's what I want to talk about with you guys next, is being able to find our barriers within ourselves, not having to go to someone to have your spirit team tell you what it is. You can actually find these answers if we listen within. So on that point, you can book a reading with me at shadesofspirit.com. I have a $75 special still going on, because you guys keep me so busy. I like to keep the price down so that I can touch multiple people across the world, honestly, and to be able to make those connections and to be able to get the word out of what we do. I also have the Akashic Record and Past Life Blueprint reading. That's $111. We've got Reiki sessions, the Reiki Flow session, right? We've got coaching. We do spiritual coaching. Look on our face, our website, for all of that information. And then when we come back from this break, we'll continue my little rant that I have going on today. So I'll see you guys in just a minute.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune into the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the conscious parenting community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Eye of Soul Radio. I am psychic medium Jamie, going off on a complete different rant and tangent today, if you will. With that being said, you know, I was going to go through symbolism, myths, religion, and rituals. It's a really cool topic, and I will definitely approach this topic on the next show. I might do a little bit of it towards the end of this show. I am doing readings today, so I've got a few different, actually, powerhouse decks, because I'm feeling a little bit more in that empowered state of mind after the day I've had. So if you want a reading, you can give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. I think I got that right this time. And you can also put it in the feed at TransformationTalkRadio.com that you would like a card, and we will let Spirit take over on that part of it. Now, what kind of got me thinking and going is that, you know, life is quick. It happens quickly. I would not have imagined that my daughter turned 18 this year, that we would be prepping for college this year, that I have another one that's a couple years away, that we would have had a pandemic, that I would have had a divorce in the past 2 years, that I would have been moving into a different space energetically, that my gifts would continue to ascend. And as they did, it became more comfortable. So I know, working with our mediumship students, that there are times too where we actually go back in and kind of shut them down on that mediumship level for a bit, on that psychic level for a bit, because we have to be human. And I haven't done that in the past year and a half, because it's been about continuing growing the business, all the opportunities that have been given to us, the side projects we're working on, all these different things that are going, and those bubbles that I talk about, for those of you who've had readings with me, of where either they're juggling in the air or they're frozen and they're labeled. A lot of those are just exactly what they are, spirit bubbles for me. What to do next, where to go next, who to connect with next, what type of energy I want to work with, what type of classes or courses do I want to learn more on and develop my skills with, because it's about evolving and growing and learning. It's not taking someone else's information. And you know, that gets frustrating as well, is when you lose control of all sorts of things. So for me, it was, I thought I was supposed to be on the path of have your career, right? This is what my mom did. Have your family, and then maybe go back to work when the kids are older, make some fun money like my mom did, like she wanted to be able to take us on some vacations, you know, and then get married and have those kids like my mom did, like, and then have the grandkids for my, and you know, that all went according to plan. I manifested it all. And then things changed, right? Our blueprints, what we're supposed to be here to learn and grow with, shifted on us. Out of the blue, probably not. But when we're living that human life, it seemed like it all happened pretty quick. And it was about having to regain that control, about finding that empowerment, about standing in that stance, in that space, knowing that the truth may not be told, right? And protecting those that needed to be protected. And then it's protecting ourselves. But when we have to actually go back into, which I'm telling you, even talk to any medium, any psychic, you know, these celebrity mediums and psychics that you're going to see on, you know, TV as well, they still have human lessons to learn. And some, it's an easy transition. Certain things we have to learn, and others, it's a little bit tougher, right? It weighs us down. I am feeling very heavy in my energy at the moment. So that just means that I need to go to the beach and I need to walk it off and I need to connect with Mother Earth and I need to be able to process and move that out. But how do we move forward sometimes, right? And how do we just not say, screw it, we're done, and just, you know, either go one way or the other? And that's a tough one, because if I go one way, right, if I go back to a full-time day job and just focus on being in that human mode, being the mom to be able to help, unfortunately having to follow different time frames and days and stuff, which alters the course of what type of jobs that are out there that I'm qualified for. But in the end, you know, I still get to take them to school and do the things that I would normally do and just live that human life. I could go that route. Right. And how many of you have been in that space where you're like, I'll just continue, I'll just do that. Right. It's easier for us just to do one thing or another. But I can't spiritually. I can't with the amount of people that are in need of those readings and those spirits that need help and that connection. I have learned how to tap into the ascended masters. So you guys hear us talk a lot about angels, your spirit teams, your loved ones on the other side. But ascended masters are a different group to work with. And I've been working with them for so long that I actually forgot to connect with them because there were years to where I would sit around their table and I would be having these conversations and they would be downloading me with information. And they're some of the higher beings for me to be in, and yet they're in that human form. So it's easier for me to connect and to be able to see them come in last night with one of our readings. I believe it was for Diane, and the team that comes in calls themselves the wise ones. And it was reminding me as well. So I get messages through this as well, to sit down at the round table and make my plan with spirit, to make my plan with the human side of me, and to make my plan with my loved ones, and to make that list of what comes first, right? And also the expansion of a woman, the expansion of, you know, I'm in my 40s now. I'm not a kid, right? I understand that concept and principles. There's no more excuses. It's about just getting it done and making sure it's done right. And then being able to step back and say, have I learned this lesson? Do I need to tweak this and move forward, right? And it's about finding that balance. With that, you know, we need to go back to that radical relationship of self and really getting into that space, right? We need to also step back and be the observer. So I've been observing myself now, looking like my head's been cut off like a chicken, and wondering why everybody keep asking me if I need something or if I need help or how am I doing? Because it's showing that tear within my own fabric of being torn between what I know is right, the truth, right? Also knowing that what I create gets taken and tweaked. And it's all that work that I put in, and it gets frustrating, and it gets just to the point where I'm like, I throw my hands up. Do I even want to continue doing that while other people are profiting off of what I'm accomplishing here? And so I have to remind myself that, think of those people that you just read. Think of the readings you had this week. Think of the healings that you did. Think of how good that individual's feeling after two Reiki sessions while she's been in ICU this week working with my team, and getting that feedback and hearing that she's been moved out. And that's when I know it's genuine and authentic, and I'm still in that space of empowerment and creation, right? But it's hard. This sucks from time to time. And what happened is that I went today for a second part of a job interview, if you will. The first part was online, right? You do all the questions and stuff. And I haven't interviewed for anything in quite some time. So it's always good practice to get back out there. I know this job will work with what my schedule needs to be and give me the benefits and options that I need as well. And it was a test-taking portion. Yeah. Okay. So 25, 26 years in the food service industry. I know it like the back of my hand, right? Even if you haven't used it in a while, you know it like the back of your hand. 5 years in school institution food service. I have been store openers. People have trusted me. Owners have trusted me with their multi-million dollar restaurants to be able to interview, hire the right candidates, train them properly, get it off the ground and running, work with their management teams, if not hire part of their management teams, and be okay to walk out that door after that grand opening, knowing that they have my phone number if they need help, but I've done my job. I've opened 5, 6, 7 different restaurants in my career. And being able to be that coach and that mentor. I mean, I was doing this on a spiritual level, even in that day job. But to sit down today and to take this test, I looked like I was the first grader in fear of my life because this was the first test I was ever given. And I literally took the papers in my hand because part of it was written and part of it was online. And I thought, how the hell am I going to do this? I did this for 4 years, 5 years. I haven't been out that long, to the point where then I got in my own head and I started to self-sabotage. And then my ego started to inflate, right? And I'm like, well, you idiot, you should be able to do this. You've done this. And it took me the entire 35 minutes to do this written portion to where the last 10 minutes, I finally clicked and said, Spirit, you need to bring it back. Let me recall. And all of a sudden, everything started lining up for me and it started clicking. And I started changing the answers and moving this here. And then at the end, before I had to go to the computer portion, I was frustrated with myself because I'm like, are you kidding me? You couldn't figure out this basic information that we had in front of you. And that's when it hit me that I have been living in that spiritual world for so long to come back down into that human aspect and to do those human things. And how many human things I've kind of lost interest in over time because I've allowed myself to be ascended for so long. And that's where the ascended masters came in on the way home. And they were like, no, 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 no. Listen, we are all here for one purpose and one purpose only. And then they started to kind of laugh and they said, you know, that's not true. And they're showing me all the different purposes and all the people's lives that I've touched and what I should be continuing to do. And yet it doesn't make it any easier because I still sit there and I'm like, that just somebody give it to me on my silver platter. And that's not going to happen because I have to learn these lessons. But it makes me emotional to think like I couldn't even do the simple piece of paper. And how am I supposed to provide for my kids? And how am I supposed to continue growing my business if I'm not actually in that space to do so? And so it was a wake-up call for me. And it was, you know, get out of your head, put yourself back out there, make yourself vulnerable, let people see who you are. And that's the biggest part, is allowing ourselves to be seen for who we are, both in the human world. So those of you going back to work, those of you that are looking for jobs, don't underestimate what you can do, right? Put down everything that you can do. And if you're sitting in that moment and you're like, holy crap, I just completely drew a blank. Take a breath, call in your spirit team. They have that knowledge with you. Ask them to recall what it is that you need to know for that particular test. Call in Archangel Gabriel if you're doing an in-person or even a Zoom interview and ask him to come in and help articulate what it is that you need to say, help you recall the information that you know deep down inside. But don't fight that battle anymore. And that's a big part of this conversation today, is to not fight the battle of the human and the spiritual self, is that they can work together. So when we come back from this break, I'm going to do a card for Ashley. If you want a card, hit me up in the notes, the chat boxes. I've got 4 different decks here that I can't wait to get into. I know exactly which one I'm using for Ashley. You guys, I also have some spots for the Sunset Group Reading with Spirit and Healing Circle on Saturday, July 10th. That I believe is at 5 o'clock p.m. in Fallbrook. Those are only $55, plus you get a charcuterie box and we have beverages. And it's just a great time to come together in a safe space to hear messages from Spirit and also work together on healing, which is something I know a lot of us need right now. And you can do that on Facebook, Shades of Spirit LLC. All right, you guys, I'll see you right after this break.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Joining Dr. Pat Basile in a 3-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let the journey begin.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. Ever wonder why you want to go to the gym more, for example, but you just can't make it happen? You find yourself rearranging your underwear drawer instead of getting in the car. If this sounds like you, you might have caught a case of the shoulds. Maybe you think you should lose 20 pounds to fit back into your favorite pair of jeans, or that you should be healthier in general. It all sounds good, but deep down you just aren't into it. Truth is, making choices from shoulds just leads to guilt, resentment, and a whole lot of procrastination. So take a good look at your goals. Are you shoulding yourself anywhere? If so, give yourself permission to let it go. For more insights like this, tune into my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to support you.
Are you living life, or is life living you? Tap into the divine love, healing, and wisdom already in you with T Lotus on Triple L, the Live Love Lotus Show, every first and third Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about how to consciously create your most incredible life, join the Sacred Path online community. It's free. Visit thesacredpath11.com to join. That's thesacredpath11.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Eye of Soul Radio. I am psychic medium Jamie, working on Ashley's card right now. But today is tangent Jamie. That's just where we're going on. And that's okay, because sometimes we just need to talk, right? We just need to get it out there. My life has been perfect and imperfect. I mean, how many of you can agree with that? Your lives are perfect and yet imperfect, right? We learn those lessons. We have to learn the humility and grace in life. I also know that karma is a bitch, folks. So when it comes down to it, that energy will come back to you. That energy will be, whether it's this life or the next life, you don't know. Ancestral karmic debt is something that we all try and kind of clean up as time goes on. I'm becoming more aware of. And I know that I'm breaking those patterns and cycles by the decisions I've made in my life, and the people that are not quite so in my life anymore are for reasons. We're all supposed to hit up one another, learn certain lessons, and continue growing. At the same time, I've also been doing more empowerment posts. So if you're following Facebook or Instagram at Shades of Spirit, you'll see that, because you know what? I'm tired. I'm tired of being taken advantage of. I'm tired of people looking at me in a different light because they don't know the whole truth in the story. I'm tired of having to walk around with that smile on my face when in reality it's either anger or frustration or just dismay of the day, because I'm having to put on that front. I don't want to have to wear two hats and two faces, but that's the reality of life, because when we protect our loved ones, it's something different. And being able to go back out into, you know, that job portion of it and finding something that will work, that will bring in some of that extra income in order to continue the progress and the growth of Shades of Spirit, as well as being able to help out my kids. And, you know, I'm already making the bills, so that's just added bonus part of it. At some points you feel like you failed. And at other parts you feel like this is just part of the journey and there's more people I'm supposed to touch. There's a lot of times where I think, oh, I just haven't done enough, or I got to do this, or I've got to get this done. And in reality, I'm doing just what I'm supposed to be. But that fear of failing, or feeling like I'm failing in some level of my life, I know a lot of us can go through that, you know, and we have those spots. Some of you may be going through it now. And that's why we're coming together in this conversation today. So Ashley, you want a card. So I've got a card for you. I love this. Strengthen your gifts. And that kind of actually goes in alignment with what we were talking about this week, right? Strengthening your gifts. Now, that's something that I want you guys to think about. And I know a lot of you are now really listening to us on podcasts. So we appreciate that. Continue doing that. Like and share them. Let people know where we are. But with that, you know, when we're trying to work in that space of connection, and Ashley's card of strengthening her gifts, what is it that you guys feel is your strongest gift, right? And I want you to think about that. I want you to think about what is your strongest gift to yourself, and then think of what you give to others, right? So for me, my strongest gift that I'm working on right now is self-compassion, right? So Ashley, I want you to think about what is your strongest gift. And then I want you to think about those gifts that fall underneath that category and start tuning in and working on strengthening them. This says, examine what's important to your spirit right now and forget the rest. Focus especially on your talents and gifts and identify what you need to do to strengthen them. Don't let the negativity of the world override or sabotage your commitment to yourself and avoid drama-filled conversations that have demoralizing effects on you. Protect yourself against wasting your divine energy on anything that leads to self-doubt. This is, you know, we're going through this together, you guys. We are connecting together on these levels. And the fact that you tuned in means that we are on that same level in some respect. Your divine energy, Ashley, is calling you to direct your energy towards strengthening your talents and gifts. Strengthening them, right? What you have currently, that's what they want us to work on. What we have currently, and then the new ones will come, and they'll come into fruition. But we got to work on what's coming currently. It says, beware of negativity that could sabotage your confidence, right? That's a big part. And there's people that will try and sabotage your confidence and sabotage your business. And so it's identifying them and releasing it. Get that energy out. Cut those cords. Quietly work to improve your talents and don't waste time in meaningless pursuits. So focus, 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 which is what we talked about. Believe in yourself, be faithful and consistent as you master your talents, and be patient with the demands they make on you. With your divine helpers, work alongside you, your efforts will be worthwhile in the long run. All of this just continues to match what it is that we were talking about, where you're going in your space, your energy, and moving forward. And I love that. And I will leave you with that, Ashley. Well, that was cool. I really like that one. Okay. Do we have a caller, Jacob?
Yes, we do.
I'll take it.
All right, we've got Charlene from Canada. Let's see. Hey, Charlene, you're on with Jamie.
Hi.
Hello, Charlene. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really interested in your topic of conversation today.
My rants, I apologize to everyone at this point in time. It's just been so eye-opening when you have to go back into that human self at how freaking hard that can be and trying to find that balance. So where are you at? What do you find most interesting right now?
Well, right now I'm healing from physical assaults that occurred on June 22nd, but I am back to work now. It occurred outside my workplace. So, and the thing is being open and vulnerable in life, like as a human being, because I'm very intuitive too. So I haven't listened to your broadcast in a while, and I just intuitively knew to tune into you today. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, I think we can all relate in some aspect of the way, because there's certain things that happen to us in life where we get thrown a curveball and we question ourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love to hear that you're healing. Your energy actually feels very good right now. And you know, that's, it's been such a short time with that process that you really are working on that. And for us to be in a space to where we can share our stories together and be able to rise one another up and be in that safe, empowered, energetic space, is huge. And the fact that, you know, you were called to just kind of, hey, I'll just tune in today And this is a topic of you know, being vulnerable and being, you know, also safe and secure and having these conversations is huge. I would love to pull you a peace card if you're open.
That would be just wonderful, Jamie. Bless you.
Let's do that for you. I just love this deck. It's been a meaningful deck the past week. It's a gentle reminder because the deck is obviously named Peace. Every time I see that deck sitting out, I know to just check in with myself and breathe. And that's what they're saying you have been doing. And your spirit team is all about that right now, of just noticing that. The green light and energy is surrounding you a lot. So are you calling in Archangel Raphael to work on healing as well?
Yes.
Because I can see that just surrounding you, and it's just, it's the smoke and it's this mist, and it just like permeates your entire being. And that is just so powerful that you're able to stand in that space and ask them for help and know that they're there for us. And the truth, you got the truth card. I love this card. It is just a beautiful card. And the truth card, these all have quotes. So that's also why I love this deck as well. It's from Rumi, and it says, your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. Let the walls down. I am with you. Flaunt your need to give and receive love. Let it be your strength. The injustices of the world are like grains of dust against a mountain. They have no impact here. You are strong, ever strengthening, confident of the love that surrounds you. Start delegating, resist interfering, bond strengthened through adversity. I love this part for you. Turn to reliable, steadfast, proven responses in people you know. And your affirmation that I will leave you with today is, I have confidence in sunshine, starlight, and love. I trust in dawn, twilight, and peace. Love and peace are as constant and present as gravity. These invisible forces stretch across the universe, binding life with their soft golden touch. I feel their presence surrounding me, holding me. And their safe and gentle hands, I am home. And I will leave you with that message. I wish you to continue the healing journey. And your spirit team is just so proud of where you have been, where you are going, and what you have learned from all of this. So thank you so much for tuning in this evening. I've got to go to break, you guys. So our last 15 minutes, if you want a card, you got to let me know. You can do it in the chat box. I see we've got some new people. Carrie Na, I will pull a card for you when we come back from this break. You guys also go to Shades of Spirit Facebook. That's Shades of Spirit LLC. You can book July 10th for the Sunset Group Reading. You can book July 15th is the Reserved Garden Spirit Dinner with Chef G, 3-course meal. You get spirit messages. Both of these events, you get a message. You go home with a message from Spirit. And then on the 17th is the Paint with Spirit with Ashley, Art by Ashley T, if you will, as well. So we've got 3 cool events coming up in July. Those are still open to have some bookings, and I will see you guys right after this break to do some more readings.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Hi, I'm Trish Laub from A Cup of Comfort, where we talk about care hero topics that nobody wants to talk about. Here's your care hero tip of the day. As a child, I took dance lessons. I would twirl through the grocery store, leap from aisle to aisle, and dance anywhere I could. One day, while giving my parents their medications, I realized that dance was my medicine. And when I took my medicine, I was more patient and focused, and my emotional and spiritual tank was filled with more of everything I needed to be a better caregiver and daughter to my parents. I realized that self-care was not selfish, but rather self-love, and that it was essential to my ability to be resilient and to recharge and thrive instead of merely survive. So now, when I need to recharge, I turn up the volume and dance it off. What's your medicine? Tune into my show to learn more. See you the 2nd and 4th Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, here on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to reach out to me at info@trishlaub.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at transformationtalkradio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit sharingloveandlightshow.com.
Welcome back to Eye of Soul Radio. I am psychic medium Jamie. Just happy that I did not call this show Shades of Spirit because I seem to do that every single week. So 1 point for me today. I apologize if you were looking for the show Symbols, Myth, Religion, and Rituals. That will now be broadcasted live at the second week of July because I decided to go off on a tangent, which I don't normally do. But I love to hear that we're all in this parallel healing process, right? I don't love to hear that we've had to go through trauma and horrific experiences and really low lows and high highs to get there, but we're traveling on this journey together. And the more people we can bring into this journey and that we can work with on this journey, the better, right? I mean, that's the biggest part of it for us. I want you guys to try something. So with a reading I did yesterday, and I'm going to use this like I told you I would, but I won't tell you who you are. I instructed through this client spirit team that it was time to start writing letters of truth. So a lot of times you guys will hear me, I'm a big proponent of writing. I do automatic writing through spirit for messages, but I also teach the Release and Intentions Workshop, which is primarily expressing through the written word to be able to allow this energy to escape and then processing it, burning it, releasing it back into Mother Earth, right? So what they brought up yesterday was to start writing letters of truth. And the reason being is that this person had some energy attached to them that, you know, they're like, well, I don't really know where these people live anymore. They were part of my past. You know, I've healed, but at the same time, I feel like there's still some of that energy lingering. Well, even though we've acknowledged it, we've processed it, we've worked through the healing process, sometimes we can still have energetic cords that are attached to us and linked to us in that situation with that person, whether it be a memory, right? It doesn't have to be directly that you've got octopus tentacles leached to the two of you and you're just siphoning. That's more of an energy vampire. That's a different show. But this is to where the memory holds an energetic vibration. And if it's still being held within us, but we don't have a way to get to them, or to talk to them, or we're just not comfortable in that because we know if we do, because maybe it's family, we might bring up confrontation again and we're just not in that space anymore. You're going to be writing a letter of truth. So that's what it says, letters of truth. And what that is for you to go in and write letters to either yourself of forgiveness and breaking that connection. Maybe it's writing a letter to a specific person, apologizing for something that you did, but you don't have a way of getting a hold of them, or it's just, it's gone. It's time for you just to let the rest of that memory go. So you're going to write that apology letter to them. You're not going to give it to them unless you want to, right? We're going to start writing letters of truth to not just people, but to the situation, to the image that we hold within our mind. And it might be that you might not be in a space to forgive someone, right? Maybe you're offering an apology, but maybe it's the other way around. And that's okay, right? At least that's coming from me. You ask Spirit Walker Nicole, she's not quite the same on that boat, and that's fine, right? That's why we all work so well together, as we respect each other's opinions. But for me, if you're not ready to forgive that person, but you need to write that letter to release the memory, the trauma, the instance, that particular energy, that energy molecule that's still residing in there, no matter how small it is still taking up space in your own energetic field. You're going to write your letters of truth. And then I always recommend, just like I do with Release and Intentions, if you're comfortable, have a little bonfire at some point, or if you've got a backyard barbecue pit that you're comfortable with, burn them and take those ashes when they're cool and sprinkle them back into Mother Earth, asking her to transmute any and all energy that's not for your highest and best that's left and send the rest of it out in love and light to all who need it. You can also melt it, dissolve it in water. If you use regular paper or get dissolvable paper, write all this out, dissolve it in there. Pour it into your plants and ask for the same thing, or take it to the ocean. That's a very powerful place to let go of energy. But the letters of truth now are tied to instances. So when I actually have my office in August, this will be part of the healing sessions that I will be doing. And healing, meaning you're healing yourself. I'm just the channel, right? And to be able to work through this energy. And there will be multiple layers to this. And we're actually working on doing a group event once a month similar to this on the healing aspect of it. But it's your own healing. But that is something I want to bring up today. That is something important that obviously took precedence over us talking about the topic at hand. Because some of you are listening, or some of you who will be listening shortly through our podcast, are needing this information right now, right? So with that being said, it's going to help us be able to manifest and be able to open up that energy as well. Don't worry, Carrie, I have your card for you. I'm coming up with that in just a minute. Also, you guys, remember that when you are working in your own space and you're working on healing, that sometimes what happens is that you start to process again. Do this safely. And if you start to feel these emotions come up and you really feel like, okay, maybe I need to go talk to my therapist again. You've stopped going to therapy. You're on a good track. Maybe you've never gone to therapy. You're never alone. There are hotlines. There are phone numbers. There are places that you can go to be able to help you. If when you start to process again, this brings up more emotions within you. Sometimes it needs to work in tandem. Just like the Reiki energy work that we did over the past week with one of our friends, good friends, and she was in the hospital for her illness that she was going through. And between modern day medicine, along with the holistic side of it, those work in combination. That does the same thing when we're healing and processing emotions, right? So I never tell people to do your shadow work and then just feel it and move on. Because sometimes we really do move into some shadow work or inner child work when we're doing these letters of truth. And we might need to go talk to someone to continue processing it. So please take care of yourself. We're not alone. I have lost friends from suicide. I work with clients who have lost loved ones from suicide. I work with the suicide victims on the other side. And we get to those points where we hit those lows and we have somewhere to go. And just make sure that you remind yourself that you are loved, you are surrounded by love, that you have angels and your spirit guides and your loved ones and ascended masters and your higher ups, as you call them, whether it's Jesus, God, source, whatever that might be, are all here to bring us into that space of contentment, balance, give us clarity, right? Sometimes we can't see that in through the eyes that we're using at the time. So Carrie, what I love for you is I have a card out of the Prism Oracle. It's colors for you. Colors, colors, colors. It's the success card. Woohoo! So you got some good things coming on. Now, first and foremost, orange. Okay, we're going to talk about the color. I got some time. I like this. Orange combines the fiery energy of red with the optimism of yellow, right? So that actually is the chakra in between your solar plexus right here in your gut and your root chakra at the base of your spine, yellow and red, right? That's that emergence of the orange. It says, like a sunrise signaling a new day or a burst of citrus, it can elicit feelings of warmth, happiness, and high energy. So every day when you're waking up, they're showing me to have gratitude. It's going to sound crazy. Go with me if you're not into Reiki or chakras yet. Have gratitude for your sacral chakra. That's your creativity, your passion. That is for you to find that fire, that sensuality, the sexuality part of it. Take whatever resonates with you. But I want you to envision the color orange. I want you to envision that chakra, which is right underneath your belly button. And what happens is that when you tap into your creativity, it helps you brainstorm. It brings different ideas in to help create success for where you're going. Okay. This also says, like red, orange is a stimulating color. In fact, it's sometimes used in fast food restaurants as a device to keep people moving. Right. So if you go into some of those fast food restaurants, I know Carl's Jr. back in the day had orange. I think McDonald's might have had orange inside. Look at this, right? Blues are for calming and greens for this. And, you know, so they use colors in order to get us in and to be going or to be hungry or to calm down. You go to a spa, what are those colors? Those muted grays and browns and blues, right? So color is a big thing for you. So it's energizing, it's invigorating. It's going to help bring that life energy back for you. Working with orange in color magic can help curb procrastination, giving you a boost of energy in order to move forward with your goals. So it's time to move forward. No more sitting there saying, okay, it's going to happen and I'll get there when I get there. No, 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 no. They want you to move forward with that right now. Now, the success card is awesome. It says this card signals that it's a time to tap into the warm feelings of accomplishment after working incredibly hard and pushing toward your goal. Your spirit team's acknowledging that you are getting to where you need to go. My throat chakra is closing up. So Carrie, I need you to be expressing where you're going in life and and take in the accolades that people are giving you and give yourself the credit you deserve. And once I say that, that releases. So that's a big part for me in that throat chakra. Appreciate your accomplishment and the growth you have experienced along the way. Ooh, it gives me the chills. You've got a fantastic angelic energy around you. I would say if you aren't familiar with Archangel Uriel, he seems to be someone that's been working more and more with me, which I absolutely love when the angels come in and do that with me. Again, it's another honor for me to be in that space, but look him up, start understanding where he's coming from. I've only got 2 minutes, so I cannot go into the angelic part of it for you, but Archangel Uriel is a great one for you. The color orange is perfect. That sacral chakra energy. I am so excited for what's moving forward for you. You guys, thanks for playing the game with me today. Again, symbolism, myth, religion, and rituals will be coming the second week of July. Okay. This again was just me needing to just talk. I just needed to get it off my chest. That's as I drove home from this test, knowing that I didn't fail it, knowing that I did really well on it, a couple questions here and there that I just couldn't remember what 1/3 of a cup was in ounces. And at the same time, I was tearing myself apart. And just ripping that human self of like, was this even the right decision? And should I be doing this? And you know, I want to be doing something that matters. There couldn't be anything bigger that matters than feeding kids and being part of their lives, right? At the same time, knowing I can still multitask my spirit life and growing shades of spirit. And I do that because of you guys. And we are all linked and united as one. And I want you to remember that for yourself. Letters of truth, write those out, connect, release that energy, that memory, that molecule that's still lingering in there that you're still holding on to. It's time to let that energy go. Let's bring in the rest of this year as a positive, forward-moving, radical relationship with ourselves. You guys have got this. Go to Facebook, Shades of Spirit LLC. Check out the event, sign up for them. Follow us on Transformation Talk Radio, and we will see you next week.
Thank you for listening in on Eye of Soul Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Psychic Medium Jamie. Return here next time so you can explore more of the lower level energies, realms, or dimensions. We will go through more darker spirit stories and provide more guidance and self-growth to those who need it. For more information about me, Psychic Medium Jamie, and the Eye of Soul, visit eyeofsoulradio.com. That's eyeofsoulradio.com. Eye of Soul Radio only on transformationtalkradio.com. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.